Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
The label on this coat says it's machine washable, but I don't believe it. I'm afraid the colours will come out in the wash.
I agree. I wouldn't put it in a machine. The problem is, it's over-dyed. It's really bright, and some of the colour's definitely going to come out unless you wash it by hand.
Which means a lot more work. Do you like it, though? You think it's worth the trouble?
It looks great on you. The question is, how often you're going to wear it. If you wear it a lot, you'll have to wash it a lot, which might be too much trouble.
Yeah, maybe. I'll just leave it here and think about it for a while.
Probably a good idea. I'm sure it'll still be here if you want to buy it later.
Number 59. What is the man's concern about the coat? Number 60. What advice does the woman give the man? Number 61. What does the man decide to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Eagle Transport. This is Betsy speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Jack Mears. I've been waiting in my hotel lobby for a taxi to take me to the airport, and I just want to see what's up. It was supposed to be here 20 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mears. Let me see if I can get some information for you. Okay, I see that the driver's on his way to pick you up right now. There's been some traffic downtown this morning due to road construction work.
Do you have a sense of how long it might be? I'm not in a hurry yet, but I do have a plane to catch. If it's going to be much longer, I'll just cancel and take the bus.
I've got the driver on GPS right now. He'll be pulling up to the hotel entrance in about a minute. If you go outside, you should see him.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for the help.
Number 62. Why is the man concerned? Number 63. What does the woman blame the issue on? Number 64. What will the man do? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
There's a lot of good stuff at the Orpheum right now. An action film, drama, some horror. It all depends what you're in the mood for and when you can get off work.
Yeah, like you're going to get me to see a horror movie. You know, the one I've been hearing good things about is Under the Stars with Jennifer Lynn. It's a romantic comedy. John and Jean saw it and said it's pretty funny. Would you be into that?
What? No horror? Of course, I was counting on something light. I'd be good with that. Can you get off work early? We could catch it before ticket prices go up.
I can get off at 4 and meet you at the theatre by 4:15. We could get our tickets and then maybe grab a coffee or something before the show.
Number 65. What kind of film does the woman say she would like to see? Number 66. What does the woman say about the film she suggests? Number 67. Look at the graphic. When is the movie they will see? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and bill.
I just received a bill that shows I owe money from last month, but I definitely paid it. Plus, I've been charged a late fee. Could you please look into this for me?
I'm sorry for your trouble. I'll be happy to. Can you tell me when you paid your last bill?
Yes, I paid it on October 27th, which I'm pretty sure was on time.
Okay, I see. Now, the reason your payment doesn't show up on your bill is that our bills are produced on the 25th of each month, but you have until the 28th to pay. If you paid before that date, you're fine.
So I can just pay the current amount?
That's right. You only need to pay your current charges, and don't worry about the late fee.
Number 68. What does the woman say she did? Number 69. What does the man want to know? Number 70. Look at the graphic. How much will the woman pay?